Abortion becomes a topic in the upcoming election, Ticketmaster facing lawsuit, and unreasonable military drills by China. Good morning, this is Jeannie and Miranda with your 10 a.m. headlines. The topic of abortion has unexpectedly re-emerged in the debates surrounding the Queensland election, placing the issue back on the national agenda. Recent polls indicate that the Liberal National Party will replace the Queensland Labour government on October 26th, bringing in several MPs and candidates known for their anti-abortion stances. Although the LNP leader, David Crisafulli, has assured that there will be no changes to abortion laws if his party wins, the Katter's Australian Party has pledged to introduce a repeal bill soon after the election. While abortion is currently legal throughout Australia, regulations vary among states and territories, making access to affordable medical care difficult.
Sima White, a subsidiary of Vinci Construction in Australia, has partnered with John Holland in a 50-50 joint venture to upgrade a section of railway lines between Bearbury and Nambour in southeast Queensland. Valued at about $695 million, the project will start in 2025 and take 2 years to complete. The renovation project aims to boost traffic and enhance travel efficiency for passengers and freight in a rapidly growing area. This initiative marks the first phase of renovating the North Coast Line for the Department of Transport and Main Roads.
Ticketmaster's parent company and music giant Live Nation is facing a lawsuit due to what has been referred to as dynamic pricing and hidden fees, despite claiming to not use algorithms to search prices. Live Nation says they use tools to help artists understand prices and whether they should rise or fall based on demand. Gordon legal partner James Norton says this dynamic pricing and ticketing model has faced criticism from a number of people, as consumers have no idea about ticket pricing until the end of the buying process.
Several dangerous toys that are sold by Chinese-owned shopping platform Temu have failed Australian consumer advocate Choice's safety test. Choice tested 15 toys operated by circular coin batteries, including watches, tablets, musical keyboards, and electronic pet games from Temu. Most of the chosen toys had unsafe, insecure battery compartments and all failed at least one requirement of mandatory button battery safety standard, said Choice's chief executive Ashley De Silva. Since 2022, coin and button battery operated projects sold in Australia must have child-resistant battery compartments and carry warning labels.
China conducted around-the-clock military drills in the waters and skies around Taiwan on Monday. The Chinese Coast Guard surrounded Taiwan's main island with no prior notice. This action was a response to the speech by Taiwan's new president, Lai Ching-te's speech on October 10th, Taiwan's National Day. In a speech, he reaffirmed Taiwan's sovereignty and dismissed Beijing's claims to represent the island. The U.S. government expressed severe concern over China's military drills. These exercises could not only escalate tensions in the Taiwan Strait, but also heighten tensions between China and the United States.
For weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees, with expected maximum of 26. The UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, www.4zz.org.au/news.